Good morning and welcome, and we certainly welcome those that are streaming with us today as well. We're glad you're with us. We do have a few announcements before we begin our service. This afternoon at 1:30, Reverend Sherry McNeil will be facilitating a radical forgiveness ceremony. She's raising her hand here like we're going to give out stars, which we are. And so Reverend Sherry will be facilitating that, and this is probably she's going to be then on her way shortly thereafter to Las Vegas. Thank you for doing this. The other thing, too, is next Sunday, May the 3rd, we receive new members into our community. Not only do we receive new members that day, but we also have the healers out in our garden courts called Meet the Healers. Come and experience our healers. And then at 5 p.m. that day, we have our annual choir concert. Come and support that choir right over here. And tickets are available in the garden court. It's an outstanding performance. It's offered each and every year at the conclusion of the season. So we're grateful that they are doing this. And then on Unity 101 begins on Wednesday. That's May the 6th with Reverend Patty. Reverend Patty is not only a class that is great for newcomers, but it's a great opportunity for us to review the teachings as well. There are many other events happening here at Unity Minneapolis. If you don't have our Peak of the Week, sign up for it. Check our website for the activities. Like us on Facebook, regardless of whether you do or not. Like us. Garden Court and bulletin boards. And you can always call our office for what's happening. If you have a smartphone, you know what to do with it. Silence it before you silence it. Check in on Facebook. Let the people know you're here, that they too are welcome here. How are you doing today?
Great.
Of course you are. Let's go to prayer. Let's go within, to that place within where we know and we feel God's love. We feel that love this morning as it expresses through us as us today. We're just grateful for this opportunity to be in spiritual community, common union with each other. And for that, we're grateful. Grateful for the love and the support that we receive here. Grateful that indeed we are on a spiritual journey, and that we are aware of that loving presence within. And so it's with great joy and appreciation that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is, amen. Let's applaud this great day. We begin our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service. Our first affirmation is our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. Today's affirmation for the lesson. Together, I am what I attract. I am love, joy, and wisdom. Again, I am what I attract. I am love, joy, and wisdom. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. If you'll look around the room, you'll know that these individuals have stepped into service today. They arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary, and they're here today to hold sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. We continue our time together with our opening hymn, Everything New. The words are in your bulletin. We invite you to stand.
I am ready for my next thing to do. All I know is gonna be everything new. I'm through crying, I'm through waiting, I'm through hoping against all hope. I think I finally learned. So bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through grieving, I'm through dreaming. Someone else's star, that'll never be mine. I think it's time. So bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. Survived many times before, broken hearts and slamming doors. I'll be alright, yes I will once more, just as I did back then, I'm gonna rise again. So bring it on, everything new, yeah, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new.
Sing, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Everything new.
Everything new.
Everything different.
Everything different.
Everything true.
Thank you. Bring it on. Are you asking for it?
Yeah.
It'll come, I promise you. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we, too, were first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. So please, by all means, just take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand, first-time guest. What courage out here. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. We also welcome those today that are streaming with us for the first time. That purple packet that you received tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guests again. Thank you. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We always ask before we hug. God bless you. Let's greet each other, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you for coffee and tea following today's service. Our next song is one of our favorites here. It really expresses one of our core beliefs, only one present power, and we invite you to remain seated as we sing this together.
Different clothing, different colors, different names.
But different is only dangerous when we forget that in the heart we're all the same. We'll remember once we close our eyes to see that such distances were never meant to be. Call it God, call it Spirit, call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Buddha, Baha'u'llah, Hashem or heaven's door. It's Muhammad, it's your mind, it's your soul or it's your sign. It's the universe, it's music, Mother Earth or Father Time. But whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? Whatever name you give it, it's the very air we breathe. It's the power of the love in you and me. One power, one power, one power. Hey, there is only one. One power, one power, one power. It's the moment of creation. It's an everlasting peace. It's the freedom of forgiveness. It's the sweetness of release. It's the joy of inspiration. It's the sunshine on your face. It's the birthright of all nations. It's the boundlessness of space. It's the beauty of a baby, the serenity of sleep. It's the anger we abandon, for its love is most deep. It's just one. One power, one power, one power, yeah. One power, one power, one power. It sounds so nice, sing it one more time. One power, one power, one power.
Move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is guidance. God guides me to my highest good. Sometimes I may face challenges that I don't know how to meet. I may feel hopeless, worried, or lost. In a fog of anxiety, I may hesitate or freeze, afraid of moving in the wrong direction. My mind first turns to past experiences for answers. Then I realize I am ready for fresh ideas. I take a deep breath and remember to turn to God for guidance. Divine mind knows my truth and is the source of wisdom, always there for me when I seek a solution. I still my mind and enter the silence. Relaxed and connected to spirit, I am open to limitless possibilities. New ideas arise and I receive clear direction. God guides me to my highest good, the right and perfect outcome. And from Psalms, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. The word for today is guidance.
Of God is in this. see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place. Surely the presence of God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and grace. There's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place.
Surely the presence of God is in this place. Surely the presence of God in this place, for you are in this place. I invite you to join me in meditation. Just gently close your eyes and take that deep breath. And as you exhale, begin to bring your attention inward. Inward to that place where you know and where you feel God's presence this morning. And this morning we are so grateful that we know this presence within as love. Giving thanks that as we express love in our lives, that love is returned. This morning, we are grateful for that divine power of guidance, wisdom, understanding, knowing that we are truly guided in expressing our good, the good of God, into the world. Knowing that that good returns to us. Remembering the words of Jesus the teacher, as you sow, you reap. And this morning, we are truly grateful that we know this loving presence within as a prospering presence. And we step into this spiritual law of giving and receiving by truly giving. Again, knowing and giving thanks that that we give is returned to us. So we are indeed grateful today for this beautiful spiritual law of attraction. And in this understanding, with a grateful, open heart of love, we rest. We rest in the silence. Thank you, God, for the stillness and the quiet. And we now begin to return to this place and this time with hearts open, full of gratitude. We say thank you. Thank you, sweet Spirit. And so it is.
That is one powerful song, isn't it? Whew, sweet mother. So our series that we've been talking about are working with the law. And today we're going to talk about the law of attraction. And we're talking about the spiritual laws, not society's laws. So we're going to check it out and see if maybe we can use it a little bit better in our lives and take more advantage of it. So just this past week, well, there's this quote in all the truth books, a big quote, and you've all heard it and read it and all of that. And I've heard it many times and read it too, but not until this past week in our new members class did it really resonate with me. Thank you, Reverend Pat, for bringing it up. Your life is the outpicturing of your consciousness. I mean, I just love that. And I needed that reminder because things that I've been just simply because of the things that I've been experiencing in my life. And I had to take a closer look. And after contemplating the statement, I spent a good deal of time reflecting, and I thought, well, for the most part in my life, I'm okay with how things are going. I really love it. But then there's a few things going on, and surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, makes total sense, all of the three different areas, they all revolved around one area of thought process in my consciousness, and that was pure lack. So the wonderful thing about spiritual laws versus society's laws, you can count on spiritual laws all the time, 100%. No breaking them. We cannot break spiritual laws. We just can't. Societies, maybe, you know, traffic, tickets, whatever, but it's still going to be some repercussions. But I want to share some statements about law of attraction by some of the people that I really admire. Buddha. Buddha says, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And Albert Einstein. Imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions. Is that cool? Well, Charles Fillmore, divine mind is the one and only reality. And then one of my favorites, Gandhi. A man is but the product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes. And then the Bible, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 24. What things soever you desire, when we pray, know that you have received them, and you shall have them. And then one last one. It's a scripture that has been perplexing for a lot of people over time, including myself, and it's Matthew chapter 25, verse 29. I just want to read that to you. For to him who has, it shall be given, and it shall increase to him. But he who has not, even with that, he has, shall be taken away from him. Now, that does not sound fair. Yeah. But if we look at it metaphysically, we can look at how Jesus explained it, Jesus being probably the greatest metaphysician ever. He was actually saying in the portion, to him that hath, it shall be given. He's saying the person who has ensouled within his consciousness, he is saying the person has that magnetic attraction, which is part and parcel of the law of consciousness. He will draw more. I mean, it's just the way it is. He will draw things to him. He will be an irresistible magnetic attraction of that which he chooses in mind. We know that. Sometimes I forget. But, and then the person who does not have that consciousness, that awareness, that insight, the relationship with divine law, not only will not draw things to him, but he doesn't even have the holding power. So even that which he has will consistently fall away.
Now that makes more sense in that scripture, I think. The person that doesn't have the holding power has trouble of holding on to things all the time, to grasp things, to get things by hook or crook. He has to work, or as the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 verse 19, by the sweat of his brow, and he can't hold on to anything. It just falls away because of the missing power of consciousness, the law of attraction. We've all known people like that, and that's what we're here for with all of our truth teachings at Unity. Excuse me, Putzen with this. We're here to let our light shine, to help, to share in our teachings. Praise God. And have you noticed sometimes that when we have problems in our lives, we try to understand the experiences of life without even acknowledging the very simple metaphysical, if not purely physical, principle of consciousness. I want to share a story that related to the law of attraction that I just recently went through. It's like the epitome of the law of attraction. It's so cool. Oh, wait, I don't want to tell you the ending. Okay. So I treated myself and bought this beautiful, beautiful apple. I know it's materialistic, but sometimes you guys all do that too. Bought this beautiful MacBook Pro. It's not a commercial. And it was on interest-free financing. Oh, man. And I'm really good about that. $2,500, okay? So I was working on it for about a month, just loving every minute of it. And I did something I never would do. And I was just sitting there working on it, and I had this cup of coffee. You know where it's going. And I just hit it accidentally so quick. I was like a jackrabbit. I'm not kidding you. I picked it up really quick, moved the coffee away, picked the computer up, flipped it over, and just shook it. It's like, and then I prayed. It's like, oh, Heavenly Father, please, please don't let my beautiful computer get ruined. Please, please, please. And I was begging, I was supplicating, I did it all. But I also know the law of attraction. I'm not putting any of that junk out there. God can do anything. He's not going to pick and choose. So, I prayed. And that evening, well, you know, it was dark. It was a black screen for a little bit. And then that evening, I tried it. It worked. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. About a week later, black screen. Oh, shoot. Horse hockey. So then I called Apple because I had insurance on it. It was $2,500, sweet mother. And so Apple said, Apple had these little woo-woo tricks that they can do that we don't know about. So he had me hold down, it wasn't the regular restart or anything. He had me hold down like four keys, you know, like it was like, and it started. Oh, thank you, God. It's like, God, you're the best. Thank you, God. And then he said, what? And that's how it really did happen like that. So thank you, God. Anyhow, well, a week ago, now that was 2 months ago, two, 3 months ago, I don't know. A week ago, black screen, nothing. Woo-woo didn't do it. They said, no, you got to bring it in. He said, plus did spill coffee on it because I blabbed and I couldn't. You know, I just do that. I just tell the truth, just rolls right out. You know, and I know you should be honest all the time, but sometimes, boy, it doesn't work to your advantage. So, excuse me. Okay, I'm serious now. So anyhow, I brought it in, and the guy said, well, it could be that coffee, because I see on our records here that you did spill coffee on it. He said, sometimes you can get away with it, you know, like if it's black coffee, and it's like, mine had cream and sugar, too, just to make it more worse. So anyhow, bottom line is I had to bring it in. And I asked the guy, how much could this be? He said, well, if we have to replace the logic board, probably around $1,300. It's like, oh, shoot, and I already had $1,100 left to pay. It's like, So anyhow, I brought it in. 3 days later, and I was praying. I was holding the high watch from my computer. And I'm a good person. So 3 days later, they finally call, and I said, how much is it? It was a mustard seed-sized little dollop of doubt. And he said, oh, your insurance is covering it. You don't owe anything. It's like, oh, praise God. Thank you, God. See, it works. And yes, it also works in situations where, you know, I'm going to be real serious now. So anyhow, the law of attraction works. That's what I'm here to tell you. And it doesn't matter for what. We all know it. It works for relationships. It works for every single thing. What we put out there, no matter how we're feeling, put good out there if we're not feeling that great or whatever. Just do it. It works. So, but sometimes we have a tendency when dealing with our problems, some of our friends have a tendency to begin with a God concept. And that's usually an intellectual construct. You know, you say to God, something's going wrong in your life. It's like, so God, if you're so great, why am I going through this loss? Why am I going through this troubling time? And so on and so on and so on. We can really guilt God in if praise God, he's wiser. And excuse the he, it's just a habit. But God didn't allow anything. God gave us free will. And the things that are going on in our life are situations we created with our thinking. We change the environment around us, you know, with our thinking. And albeit it's to learn from, and in the end, we grow from it. So we try to see God through the lens of negative thinking, negative experiences. This sort of thinking happens because we're not grounded in our metaphysical teachings, our practical spirituality. And we attempt to use the law of attraction rather than aligning ourselves with it. Big difference, really big difference. And then we fall prey to that consciousness of getting. Sometimes we focus on a quick fix, not willing to make the commitment to build spiritual consciousness that we know ultimately results in all of the good of God, all abundance, pure abundance. God is all good, no getting around it. That's what we can acquire in our lives, that if we become aware. It's a big difference. So when we seek results looking for answers outside, we're looking externally for the reason things happened. We need to be willing to look within to grow by anchoring our oneness with spirit and align ourselves with the universal laws and apply our spiritual principles. Out of devotion to God, not blaming God. And as we understand how God's law operates, the principles behind it, the more attributes of God unfold in our lives. Love, peace, joy, harmony, prosperity, all of that. It's all ours for the taking, for the receiving. We just have to be aware of our truth. Pretty easy, but it requires some work. And for the world to more fully reflect the goodness and grace of God, we must shift our consciousness away from identifying ourselves with outer manifestations. I gotta tell you, when I'm in a place of consciousness like that, in the grace of God, knowing my truth, I'm not worried about anything. I don't have any worries, I don't have any concerns, because I know my truth. But I got to tell you, when I'm in the other place, I got work to do. And my outpicturing of my life is not all that great in that moment. And I'm sure you've experienced that, maybe. So how do we do this? How do we let go of this out picturing of negative stuff. I'm going to tell you, this is good. First, we unify with God, knowing there's no separation with us, between us and God, or any of us. None of us are separate. We're all one. Praise God. Yeah. This is a fundamental truth. One of those spiritual laws. We are one together. And if we know this, we realize everything spirit has is ours. Love. It's incredible. And what does it say in Luke 12:32? It is spirit's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. There is, in fact, no thing we lack. No thing. We've got it all. It's our thinking that gets us in that other spot. And then our awareness of this beautifully powerful piece of information. All that God is, we are. Praise God. All the attributes that are of God are the truth of who we are. Amen. And that thinking reduces our habit of seeking answers outside of ourselves. Instead, we are and have the peace that passes understanding. And that's what we're here for. So building that spiritual consciousness requires not only to study the laws and the principles, but we got to apply our truth that we know. One of the fundamental teachings in unity is knowing and understanding the laws of life, also called the truth. A person must also live the truth, and then our lives become a spiritual practice. Yeah, much better place to be. I love this. Eric Butterworth once wrote, "Truth students are too often overread and underdone." Is he the greatest? He encouraged us to apply the truth we know in the way we live our lives. He also was quoted as saying, "Learning has not occurred until behavior changes." Exactly. The thing that gets in our way is ego. You know, that thing edging God out. We edge God out. Yeah, we got some problems. We remember who we are. Problems are gone. Or at least we can deal with them much, much better with God present in our lives. Charles Fillmore said it's a 24/7 job. Butterworth said it's a lifetime journey. To do the work, we must discipline ourselves. You know, with the major key being really simple, keep God first in everything, and then go from that point. And you can't mess up when you do it that way. We just can't go wrong. Divine law always works, every single time. It's the truth. So what are we thinking, feeling, believing? We need to be vigilant about it, and have a diligent awareness of where we are in consciousness at any given time. And it works that easily. Something just seems to go wrong. I walk by somebody in the gym and I see something, somebody looks a little not too happy. It doesn't require anything on my part to smile and say, "Hi, how you doing?" Don't even know, I'm just walk on by. What a difference I could have made, or you could have made in that person's lives. And we must also be conscious of fears and judgments that might be obscuring our highest good, or the unwanted sentiments in our hearts and minds that block that highest good again. The vigilance requires that we know the spiritual laws, not just the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect, the law of gravity. Can't get by that one. Never break that one. Laws of mind action, they are always working, no matter what. So, what do we need to be doing? We just need to do our work. Constant vigilance. In addition, we need to study the spiritual principles so they become, I love this, a part of the very fiber of our being. Can you imagine 24/7, all of your thinking, every single moment comes out exactly the way we want to, living from that place of the spirit within? Can't not work. Oh, you know, faith, truth, love, peace, integrity. Not just having a concept of them, but just living in every moment from those places. Because are we not the essence of God? I don't know about this mic, but is not God and ourselves worthy of this work? We are. Every one of us in this room, we are all worth the effort. Praise God. And let us not forget the fourth principle. Prayer and meditation. Jesus said, pray without ceasing. Yeah. In all we do, keep spirit first. It's all we got to do. So if we do all of these things, we can't help but accomplish the fifth principle, and that's walking our talk. We got it made. So when we do these things, live from here. 24/7, live from those spiritual laws that we know that are part of our very being. You know, all we do when we do that is honor the Christ presence within ourselves and within each other and the gift of life that we are given. So I want to thank you, but I want to remind you one little thing that Eric Butterworth said. He said, if we put out enough positive energy in everything we do and say, try it today. Just try not to do one little negative thing. Thought, something comes in your mind negative, you know, put it aside, let it go. And see if there's any room for any more negative stuff to come to you. It can't be done. It's a spiritual principle. Law of attraction. I'm putting out positive. I don't want that negative, and I ain't getting it. I love you. Bless you. I behold the Christ within every one of you. Praise God for all of us. Thank you.
Striking backwards from 2012, they say, we will all be judged by whom they love. The computers can't calculate an ending, and there is no email address to address the Most High. I am but a sum total of the sum totals, the past, present, presently placed. We are the cross-section of separated lands, Pangea. We are all four corners of a cornerless globe, of God and God, of the last of the last and the first of the next. And they disagree. They say it cannot be. They say you can't be and be of. Cannot be both light and darkness entangled. Cannot both believe and question. So we stand at opposite ends, opposing, afraid to ponder the possibility. Know that fearing the unknown and doing nothing is far worse than fearing the unknown and striving to understand why. Do not ignore a chance for advancement, an opportune occasion to merge one with one.
Come together, come together, come together. Come together, come together, come together. Take your fear and hate for wisdom. Paint the future for your children. See your world. Open your borders. See yourself as one of the many gods.
Jeanette, thank you for a great lesson, and the choir, thank you for the second lesson. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. I'm going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. Those of you that are streaming with us today, we're also going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. You can do so just by clicking that donate button to the right, and it will take you to a secured website. Let's just go within. Go within and again, feel that divine presence within. If you're giving your gift with someone, hold it together, bless it together. You truly have the power to bless. I will affirm our church offertory blessing once, then ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you. So let us take a moment and bless these gifts. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless the electronic mail. We bless all of these gifts, acknowledging the one presence and one power, God is source. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. And that is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. This afternoon, 1:30, Radical Forgiveness Workshop. Next Sunday at 5 p.m., our annual choir concert. Lori, would you like to say something about that now that you've got your Kleenex out? You know, go right ahead. You know. My timing is always perfect.
That's okay. No. Yes, and it's important. You should probably hear my voice because I had that little thing, and now here it is, and there, yep, it's gone. The thing is gone. My voice is back. They exchanged places. Next Sunday, 5 o'clock. It's a great time of the year because, you know what, these guys work so hard all year long, and it's just the culmination. It's just a great celebration. They so appreciate when you attend and support the choir concert every spring. We're going to be recording it live this year. Creation Audio is coming in-house. So that makes me really want to stress, you know what, the audience is so important to the energy that happens in a live recording. And please come and be a part of that. It's going to be just great fun.
5 o'clock next Sunday. Yes. Tickets are on sale in the lobby today. You know, we've talked about this in this series. We talked about the law of being and how important that is. And then we've talked about the law of fulfillment. And then today, the law of attraction. And then next week, we'll be speaking of the law of faith. That's right. It's not necessarily optional. It's a law. So come and be a part of that experience, okay? So I hear children out there, let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
One of our youngest here with Freddie. And I got to spend the morning with our oldest in youth and family ministry, the YOU. So I'm just going to share a bit about what we did. We were talking about non-resistance today, and we had an opportunity to sort of take the pose of like an arm wrestling, and whenever one or other arm went down, we received a piece of candy. And unfortunately, our natural take at the beginning was we were resisting each other and nobody was getting candy. And then it was suggested, you know what, you could just, every time you touch the ground, you could cooperate and do it. And we got lots of candy and it was lots of fun. So as the great Bruce Lee said, notice that the stiffest tree is most easily cracked, while the bamboo or willow survives by bending with the wind. May you bend with the wind.
Maybe we should use the candy technique here in the kind of way. You know, each and every time you work that spiritual law of attraction and you recognize it, come by, we'll get candy going out, okay? If it works for children, we're all just children of God, right? Who's cooking the candy? Okay, so let us know together. Our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well.
Begun with me.
walk with each other in perfect harmony. Now peace begins with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow.
Believe
it is our right to be free.
Yeah. Here we go.